Hello, I am your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I pray that you are blessed and definitely encouraged. Good afternoon and welcome to I Speak Life podcast, inspirational podcast with Dr. Tan. I am so grateful to be here on today to share with you what has been placed on my heart. Again, thank you for tuning in to I Speak Life inspirational podcast with your host, Dr. Tan. Today's topic is entitled, Your Frustration Level Indicates Your Greater Potential. Your frustration level indicates greater potential. When we think about frustration, we think about how we feel when things are not going the way we have planned it. And if we really think about the process of frustration, there are several stages that also are aligned with going through grief that we experience. We may not experience all the stages at once. They might not happen one after the other. We could be at stage one and go to stage five and then back to stage three. But we always have these different indicators of frustration when we are dealing with things that we have no control over. And so I want to first start off with talking about briefly about five stages of frustration. The first stage of frustration is denial. That's when we don't want to accept whatever is happening in our life for what it is. We refuse to believe it. The second stage is anger. We become upset because what is happening in our life, this is not going according to the plan that we had thought out, wrote out, talked about. Stage three is bargaining. It's when we're trying to negotiate the terms of whatever we're dealing with. Stage four is depression. And that's when we begin to lose all hope and go into this deep pit of sorrow and self-pity. And then the fifth stage is acceptance. That's when we have accepted the fact that whatever is happening in our life is happening or is going to happen. There are some signs of frustration that normally surfaces when we are going through a frustrating period. Sometimes there are signs of irritability, signs of losing your temper, being annoyed easily, and even stressed out. That also leads to other things to try to cope with the frustration, where there are natural ways to cope, such as walking, meditation, exercising, therapy, group sessions with a mentor, spiritual counseling, other counseling that leads to, depending on what the situation is. There are also some ways that are very detrimental to our health when we use drugs, alcohol, or other methods to try to cope with a permanent problem or what may seem as a permanent situation with temporary relief. However, I am a firm believer that the frustration level happens for a reason. And that reason is that at our frustration level, it is an indicator that we have greater potential. What I mean by that is that we have greater potential to move past what we physically see unto the unseen. And so many times we forget that our frustration level is also tied to our faith level. And if we're reminded of Hebrews 11:1, where it talks about our faith, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." And so our frustration level has to meet our faith level. Frustration level is things that we see. Our faith level are things that are unseen. Even so, we have periods where we feel hopeless, annoyed, and angry. And the reason for this hopelessness or helplessness, annoyance, and anger is because the catalyst behind the frustration is we're unable to fulfill our self-satisfaction of a goal and agenda. And I'm mindful of the fact that we have to learn to accept what God is doing in our lives, even if we don't understand it. The Serenity Prayer is a prayer that kind of speaks to this frustration level that we go through and how we can accept. And it says, "God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference." And I'm going to stop there. I'm not going to read it in its entirety. But grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, which means we have to have faith and trust God's plan. The courage to change the things that I can, which means that what we can do, we should do. And the wisdom to know the difference. In other words, if it's not God's plan or God's will, it may not work out the way we've planned it. Everything that we plan for ourselves has to align with God's plan and His will for our life. So in this area, we must have growth. We have to have growth in our knowledge and wisdom of who God is. We must have growth in our faith to be able to accept God's plan for our life. Because growth means to gain. And when you grow in faith, you gain all that God has for you. But to refuse to grow means that you will lose. And you will lose so many things trying to do it your way instead of God's way. But there's a remedy for the frustration. We have to let God lead the way. We have to let God order our steps. We have to let go and let God. The remedy is God. And when we begin to let God lead the way, let God order our steps, and to let go and let God, then our denial will turn into faith. And our anger will turn into joy. And our bargaining will turn into trust. And our depression will turn into hope. And our acceptance will turn into peace. I'm reminded of a few people in the Bible that were at their frustration level. And we can look at the frustration level two ways. Oftentimes when we look at the frustration level, we're looking at it's time to give up. But really and truly, your frustration level says it's time for you to move past where you have become comfortable at. That's why you're frustrated. You have outgrown that place. You have outgrown that space. And normally when you get frustrated, instead of thinking about growing past your frustration level, we want to try to figure out a way to be contained within the level. We want to be able to stay within those parameters because it's comfortable. But I'm here to tell you today that your frustration level requires growth. Your frustration level requires facing forward. Your frustration level requires uncomfortability so that God can get you to that predestined place that He has ordained for you. But anyway, I'm reminded of two people in particular, even though there are so many that could fit the criteria. Esther was a Jewish woman. She gained favor of the king. Then she becomes queen. And she had it made. But her potential was too great to remain in a comfortable place. So what did she do? She risked her life to save her Jewish people from destruction. Her frustration level wouldn't let her remain. It pushed her to greatness. God allowed her position to birth her purpose. Then I think about Moses, born a Hebrew, raised under Pharaoh's teachings, but his destiny was too great to live his life the same way. He then stood for justice of God's people, leading the charge after accepting God's call upon his life. He couldn't remain under Pharaoh's teaching. He had to do what God had sent him to do. It didn't matter that he was 80 years old when he began his call to lead the children of Israelites, the children of Israel. Didn't matter. Age is not a factor when God has his hand on your life. Your circumstances is not a factor when God has his hand on your life. Your social economic status is not a factor when God has his hand on your life. You don't have to be associated with all these different groups and people and organization when God has his hand on your life. For if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. Remember Gideon? All those men that he had, that he was preparing for battle with, and God said, hey, you only need 300. Even though we're going up against thousands, these 300 are going to do what needs to be done, and you're going to get the victory. And in the natural mindset, when you think about less, in the natural does not normally equate to success. When you think about not having many, it normally does not equate to victory. But when you look at it from a spiritual perspective, as long as God is on your side, you will be all right. Somebody listening today is frustrated right now because your plan is not working out the way you envisioned it. You have wrote it down, mapped it out, and even prayed about it. And it seems that God is not answering. But God always answers. His answers are not the way we would envision them. You know, it talks about it in Isaiah. It says, his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. What we think will work in our finite mind may not work because we can't see past our nose. But because God has infinite wisdom, because he's omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, however he designs your situation to work out, it always works out in your favor. God answers us with either a yes, I will, no, I have something better, or not yet, the timing is not right. But because we are carnal creatures, we equate time in the natural to we have to hurry it up. We're running out of time. If we don't do it right now, it's going to be too late. We have this microwave mentality. We want to rush things. But we can't run out of time because God is time. And we don't have to think that God doesn't answer our prayers because he does. According to 1 John 5:14 and 15, it says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him." He said, "I'm going to answer your prayers, but it's going to be according to my will and your purpose and my purpose. It's going to be according to my will and my purpose for your life." You don't have to worry that you're missing out on anything in life because God has already laid out the pathway. You just have to follow his lead. Our carnality tells us that we need to rush, be impatient, pick quickly, for fear that we will miss out on an opportunity. But I'm going to tell you, patience is a virtue. And rushing into something without prior preparation and prayer will lead to destruction. When you rush into something, you don't have time to think through it, to weigh out your options, to look at the pros and the cons, because you're so inapt to make a quick decision because you feel like you're running out of time. And there's an old saying that haste makes waste. But when I think about running out of time, if God is time, then we can't run out of time. Remember, Moses started his journey at 80 and went from 80 to 120 years old with his mission. Sarah and Abraham had a baby in their late years, 90, in their 90s. She had a baby. In the natural, that seems too long, impossible. But with God, all things are possible. You look around and you think that the quicker you achieve something, the better you are. But I'm here to tell you that God timing is always best. Just because you can get it done quicker does not mean that God has favored you. The saying is, everything that glitters isn't gold. And it's not, the grass is not always greener on the other side. You can't look at something on the outside to determine its worth. But what's from the heart reaches the heart. And whatever work that God has begun in you should shine through. And so I come by here to tell you today that sometimes what God is developing in you to be birthed from you takes time. And in that time, he's pruning you, crushing you, breaking you, removing those things that are not of him, and purging you to make you a better disciple of Christ. And while we don't like frustration, it does serve a purpose, because it reminds us that God didn't create us to be stagnant. He created us to faith forward. We should be better today than we were yesterday. We can't get complacent in where we are today, because we should be pressing toward the mark every day, which means that if we're pressing toward the mark daily, then we do not remain stagnant, because we're moving toward our destiny. Psalms 50, 10, and 12 reads, "For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. And I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof." What does that tell us? God is the creator of all things, and his supply is unlimited. And if he created all things, that means he is the creator of time. And God can do more in one day than we could ever do in 10 years, because our timing is different. We have to be patient and understand that God is able, he's willing, and he knows what we need in order for us to survive on this Christian journey. And when you think about time, you must know that God is outside of time. Our natural time, 24 hours, we look at it, oh, this has to be done by this deadline. Those time constraints does not embody God's time. He's outside of the natural realm of time. Time for us does not bound God's time. And if you think about what that actually means, you must understand that God is not moved by deadlines. It says in Psalms 90:4, "For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday," which means it's 1,000 years is but a day. To God, He can do more in 30 seconds than we've done in 40 years. He is not bound by time in the natural. He is not bound by anything that we're dealing with in the natural. Somebody is believing God for a husband or a wife. I mean, you're looking around in the natural and thinking, it's never going to happen. I'm getting older. The choices are few. But I'm here to tell you that whatever God has for you is for you. And when the time is right, he's going to make it happen. He is the creator of all things. He knows exactly who you need and when to send them. Your job is to trust him. Somebody on this live is believing God for a new home. And right now there's been this housing crisis, so to speak, where inflation has hit. Houses are selling at double price. Funding is still there, but there's certain criteria. Some people are being approved, some of not. And you're wondering, will you ever be blessed to be a homeowner? Because the choices of houses are few. Or maybe the houses that you are believing God for right now are not in your price range, or whatever the situation may be. But I'm here to tell you that God is the creator of all things. Every house in this world belongs to him. And whatever house that he has for you, you will receive it in his timing. It doesn't matter, because if you look on realtor.com, Zillow, or whatever housing app that you look at, and you can't find what you seem to be looking for. Because remember, Matthew 21 and 22 says, all you have to do is ask anything believing, and it shall be done. Your job is to make your request known unto him. Tell him what you're looking for. And what God will do is make it happen in his timing. And it'll be the best house blessing just for you. God is not bound by what we see. Somebody on this live is believing God for healing. And I'm telling you, he can do it. But oftentimes, we can get frustrated in our situation when we are dealing with health issues. And even though that is a very trying time, that is also a time to grow in faith. That frustration level, we can't heal ourselves, but I know a man that can heal anybody, that can save anybody. And so that frustration level when we're dealing with our own sickness and illness in our bodies is for us to trust him when we can't even trace him, to believe that he can, even if he does not, for his grace is sufficient enough. Even if he does nothing else, he's already done enough. And so we have to allow that frustration that we feel to push us into the next level of our faith journey, to trust him no matter what. Whatever it is that you may be facing today, know that God is using your frustration level to grow you in your faith. And so I want to encourage you as I get ready to leave, that God has not forgotten about you. He's not forgotten about you. If he said he was going to do it, he's going to do it. So I encourage you to stay in faith, for God always does great things. Experience the joy of the Lord, and it shall increase your strength. Trust God even when you can't trace him. Put your hope in him, for he will never fail you. And walk in peace, knowing that God has his hand on your life. Nothing catches him by surprise. Your frustration level is not meant for you to give up, to give in, or quit, or to put it in reverse. But it is meant for you to faith forward until you reach your breaking point. And it will be at your breaking point that your blessings will break through. God bless, and be definitely encouraged until we speak again.
I know we'll come to pass.